play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. Let's send things down to PA announcer Bill Allison for our starting lineups for this afternoon's game between the Streaks and the Sabres. Well, I think we're just about set for it. Bill getting things adjusted. I don't think we're doing a national anthem here this morning. Here we go.
Welcome to John Field Gymnasium and a continuation of the Martin Luther King Tournament. This contest features St. Thomas More against our own Galesburg Silver Streaks. Here are the starting lineups. First for St. Thomas More, a junior number one, Hayes Murray. A junior number two, Emma Blomberg. A sophomore number four, Abby Leibach. A senior number 13, Andy Bolton. And a sophomore number 20, Nakia Hughes. St. Thomas More coached by Tom Garriott, assisted by Rose Avalos and Kiera Morris. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'6 senior number four, Kylie Townsell. A 5'6 senior, number 10, Kayla Townsell. A 5'6 sophomore, number 22, Andrea Sampson. A 5'7 senior, number 24, Sage Milroy. And a 5'7 senior, number 30, Ellen Junk. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Andy Leibach, Michael Rux, and Jay Barshinger.
Thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison here at John Thiel Gym. Streaks in their home white, trimmed with silver numbers, trimmed in black. St. Thomas More in their road dark green, gold numbers trimmed in white, and golden white piping on the jerseys and shorts. Stepping into the center circle of the Streaks at 5'6", Kylie Townsell. At about 6 foot for St. Thomas More is the sophomore, Nakia Hughes, who has been their leading scorer. Tip is won by the Sabres. In the backcourt, it goes to Andy Bolton. Right wing to Leibach. Bolton's out of the key, fires a three. That's short. Rebound, Andrea Sampson for the Streaks. Nice block out by Andrea. Had Abby Leibach behind her, also a sophomore for St. Thomas More. Kylie Townsend with it for the Streaks. Out high on the left side. Out high right side to Ellen Junk. Ellen to Sage Milroy. Out high on the left. Swing it over to Andrea Sampson. Right wing to Kayla Townsend. Out high right side for three. In and out. No good. Rebound. Kylie Townsend gets knocked away. Sage Milroy runs it down. Sage goes to the free throw line. Kicks out to Andy. Right wing. Three-pointer. In and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Hughes for St. Thomas More. Outlet to Emma Blomberg. Blomberg kicks out high to Bolton. She'll take a tap of the key to Leibach. Leibach goes to the top of the key, gets the right side, and stepping out of bounds, the pass was too high to Blomberg. I'm not sure Abby Leibach, if she is by marriage now related to our assistant coach Andy Leibach, because when I noticed, I watched when they shook hands before the game, and they both had smiles, so I don't know, maybe Andy said something to her about her last name, or if they're she's actually related to Andy's husband or not. Sage for three out high right side, that's off the mark. Rebound comes down to Hughes, outlet to Murray for St. Thomas More. Murray on the run, top of the key. Hughes goes down the left side of the lane, and a foul's going to be called. Kylie Townsell reached in as Hughes got her feet tangled with Ellen Junk and went to the floor, but Kylie reached in and got a piece of her as she went up. That'll be the first foul of the basketball game, so Nakia Hughes going to the free throw line with two shots.
Well, it definitely looked like there might have been even a travel there before the foul, because when they did get tangled up. Allen went to the floor, and Hughes just kept running past her, and then the foul allegedly occurred. Hughes must be dealing with an injury, too. She's got that right wrist taped up pretty strong.
A left-handed shooter makes the first free throw, 1-0. First point of the ball game, 6:52 to play first quarter. St. Thomas Moore with the lead. Second shot up. That rolls off no good. Rebound comes down to
Andrea
Sampson for the Streaks. Now it's Kayla Townsend across midcourt on the left side. Top of the key, Ellen Junk. Right wing, Sage Milroy. Tried to get it down to Kayla down on the right block. Knocked away from behind by Abby Leibach. Streaks get the ball back on the right baseline. First of two here for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They'll take on the Bloomington Purple Raiders tonight. Inbound to Kylie Townsend. Top of the key, Andrea Sampson. Left wing, Sage Milroy for three. Short. Rebound comes down to Leibach. Actually got tapped away from behind, and Hughes came up with it. Now Leibach has it. She'll bring it across in the center circle. Out high left side to Murray. Murray bounces high post for Hughes. Hughes triple team. Now kicks out to Bolton. Now it's Leibach, top of the key. Gives way to Hayes. Now left wing, it goes to Bolton. Bolton pounds a dribble. High post to Hughes. Turns, gets it up, no good. Got herself too far under the basket as she went that way. Wasn't a bad move, but actually pretty good defense by the Streaks. They got some help on that shot also.
Andrea get that rebound?
Yes, Andrea Sampson with a rebound.
Three already for her.
Now Ellen Junk gives to Sage. Kylie, now Kayla between the circles. 5:52 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trail 1-0. Kayla got to Ellen Junk at the high post, got knocked away. Ellen ran it down on the right baseline. Now it's Kylie, top of the key. Ellen wide open, and Kylie overthrew it. Didn't see her quick enough and let the pass fly. It was too high. Streaks turn it over with 5:40 to play in the first quarter. Emily Minert will check in for the first time for the Streaks. She'll replace Ellen Junk.
Just the Streaks' first turnover in this one. And last game on Thursday, Streaks only turned the ball over 7 times. One of 3 times this season that they've had under 10 turnovers in a game.
Blomberg in the backcourt gives way to Bolton, being guarded by Kylie Townsend. Crosses over, gets it across midcourt, tapped away by Kylie. Blomberg gets it back. Kylie taps it away again. She picks it up in the center circle. Now got it to Hayes at the free throw line. Down to the left baseline to Hughes. Nice 10-foot jumper up and good. Nice touch there by the sophomore.
Hughes has all 3 points in this game so far.
As the Sabres lead the Streaks 3-0, 5:16 to play here in the first quarter. Sage Milroy to Andrea Sampson. Top of the key, 3-pointer straight on. Off the mark, rebound is going to go off of... it got knocked. I thought it got knocked away from behind Kylie Townsville by Murray, but they're going to say it went off Kylie last.
Kylie even pulled her hands down, too, to try to get him out of the way, and I don't think she touched that ball at all.
Hayes, right wing, it goes to, or rather that was Murray on the right wing, got it from Hughes and missed the shot. Nice hustle by Hughes for the rebound. Kicks it out to Blomberg, fires the 3 out high on the left side, good. Emma Blomberg hits a 3, and Streaks head coach Evan Massey calls timeout with 4:52 to play in the first quarter. 30-second timeout. Streaks trailing 6-0, and, you know, just from what I've seen so far, kind of a deceiving record at 9-10 for St. Thomas Moore, but they played a really good schedule this year.
Well, their defense is doing a good job with rotation, and this isn't the strongest pressuring defense we've seen, but they're doing a good job of getting rotating and getting in front of people, so they're going to make you work for your shots, and they're not going to give you the easy passes, and they're not going to leave the player wide open under the basket, at least what we've seen so far. So what the Streaks have to do is they have to be a little bit more diligent in running their offense, and they have to execute it better. They have to get in there, set better screens, and they'll get decent looks against this team, but the shots just aren't falling at this point.
Left wing, Kayla Townsend fires a 3. That one's too strong. Rebound brought down by Maddie McCoy, who's into the St. Thomas Moore lineup. Also in is Kaya Bowen, a junior, and McCoy a senior.
Looks like Maddie has this similar body type to what her sister did before her sister kind of leaned up a little bit.
Just not quite as tall because her sister is, what, 6'4", and I'm guessing more, what, 5'10-ish, 5'11 for Maddie McCoy as we've got a foul that went against Sage Milroy and go to the free throw line, Emma Blomberg. Second team foul on the Streaks. Blomberg hit a 3 moments ago. First free throw was no good.
Megan Lingenfeld in. 6-0.
4:26 to play first quarter. Megan Lingenfelter replaced Sage Milroy. Second free throw, too strong. Rebound, Kylie Townsville for the Streaks.
Kylie's second rebound so far.
Kayla will bring it up and set for the Streaks against a man-to-man. Megan Lingenfelter had to run it down near midcourt. Gets to Kayla in the center circle. Now Kylie left to the center circle. Emily Minert, top of the key, right wing. Kayla to Kylie, running down the right side of the lane. Up high, off the glass, missed it, but got fouled from behind. I think it's going to go against Bowie. It does go against Kaya, or Bowen, excuse me. Kaya Bowen picks up the foul. Kylie Townsend to the free throw line with two shots.
They have a Bowen and a Bowie.
Right.
Kylie, a 57.6% free throw shooter. She was 38 of 66 coming into this one.
Sage Milroy back in. She'll give Andrea Sampson a rest as Kylie missed the first. 6-0. St. Thomas More, 4:09 to play, first quarter. Second shot up, and the Streaks are finally on the board here with 4:09 to play in the first quarter, trailing 6-1. Full court pressure. Blomberg with it, nearly lost control of it. Gets it to Leibach. She runs it across, gives to McCoy down the right side, leans in, lays it up, too strong. Rebound, Kylie Townsend. So St. Thomas More got actually the look they wanted off the full court pressure but couldn't hit. Fake by Kayla on the left wing. Nice bounce pass to Emily Meinert in the paint. Up, got it, and she's fouled. Great job by Kayla Townsend. Drove in from the left wing, drew the defender. Nice bounce to Emily Meinert. She got it up. Nice soft touch, put it in, and a chance at the three-point play. The foul went against Kaya Bowen. That's her second. She's got both of the fouls for St. Thomas More, and she's quickly sent back to the bench, and back in is Hayes Murray. Emily Meinert's free throw too strong. Rebound knocked away from behind by Kylie Townsend. Sabres will bring it the length of the court. Their colors, I guess you would call those Green Bay Packers color. That's the color of green, the green and gold that they're wearing. Inbound comes to Murray in the backcourt, dribbling backwards now, and get trapped up, and oh, Kylie's going to get called for a reach. She had cut her off, but as Murray kind of ran into her, she gave a little reach at the ball and got called for the foul. That's her second. So quickly, she'll go back to the bench, and Ellen Junk will check back in for the Streaks. 3:39 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 6-3. In the backcourt, Blomberg brings it across right of the center circle. Now goes left to the elbow and gets to Leibach left wing. She'll penetrate to the left elbow. Gets to Bolton. Now down to McCoy down on the block. Shot blocked by Emily Meinert. Some help from Kayla Townsend as well. Megan Lingenfelter right wing for three. Good! Glad to see her get the lid off the basket.
Yeah, she's been struggling for a bit now, and she gets a big three there to tie this game up at 6.
And really, honestly, it looked like she stepped into that one with some confidence, which we hadn't seen for a while. Leibach, her pass knocked away and stolen. Knocked away by Emily Meinert. Megan Lingenfelter comes up with it. Megan making a play for Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. She fires another three. Good! Same spot on the feed from Sage Milroy. Streaks lead 9-6. And quickly, Tom Garriott calls timeout. Say, hey, that's a shooter there. We get out on a shooter, don't we? He's not happy with his defense right now those last two times down the court.
Well, she hadn't hit a three since we played Canton. She was 1 of 3 in that game, but she had been 0 for since, and that's after starting the season sizzling. She, in game one against Allman, she was 2 of 3, East Peoria 2 of 3, Dunlap 1 of 4, United Township 2 of 2, and she had only hit one since that point, and that was the one against Canton. So she's kind of struggled with her shot, and finally we're seeing her get a little bit more confidence. So she, you're right, she stepped into both of those, and she didn't hesitate looking for a pass.
So the Streaks lead 9-6 with 2:54 to play. Well, that was a full timeout because Coach Garriott was up talking to his team. Coach Massey's team sat down. He didn't want them sitting. He wasn't going to give them that pleasure. So the Streaks lead 9-6, 2:54 to play first quarter. They'll come out with full court pressure. Into the Sabres lineup is Brianna Hopper, a junior. I'm guessing about 5'8". Inbound comes to Hughes' back end. Gives back to Bolton. She'll get it across midcourt. Goes to the right wing to Murray. Down on the low block right side. Hughes turns. 10-footer is no good. Rebound Ellen Junk. Good defense by Emily Miner. Stood there, had the arm straight up. Now Kayla Townsend left wing. Fakes a three. Penetrates. Stops. Pulls up. Double clutches on the 10-footer.
Wow.
Good.
I don't know how Kayla got that one to crawl over the rim. She hit the side of the rim and it just kind of gently crawled over and went down and in.
11-6 Streaks. Down it goes to Hughes. Pass to the left block. Goes to Hopper. And now the ball's going to go out of bounds. It's Hopper tried to kick it out to Blomberg, and she lost the handle on it, and the Streaks will bring it from three-quarters court from in front of their own bench. McCoy back in, and Bowen back in for St. Thomas More.
Well, after the Sabres scored the first 6 points of this game, the Streaks have answered with the next 11 to take a five-point advantage.
Sage Milroy, Ellen Junk, top of the key, left wing. Kayla Townsend fakes a three again, penetrates baseline, leans in up off the glass and got it. This young lady, Blomberg, absolutely cannot guard her. She's even giving her some room, but
right.
She's going for that little head fake. And now a steal on the inbound. Emily Miner comes up with it to Kayla. Streaks lead 13-6. Now Sage between the circles, Kayla out high left side. Top of the key, Emily. Right wing, Sage. Down to the right block to Kayla. Turns up off the glass, good. Six quick points for Kayla Townsville and another timeout by Tom Garriott. And this is going to be a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 1:49 to play first quarter after trailing 6-0. The Streaks lead 15-6. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
After 26 years, there are two things I know for sure. Financing a home is different for everybody, and you're never too old to buy your first home. Hi, I'm Karen Cabrera, Assistant Vice President, Residential Mortgage Loan Officer at F&M Bank. Our goal is to help you buy a home, and that begins with the pre-approval process. It doesn't cost a thing, so come in and find out what you're pre-approved to borrow. If we find out your credit score needs work, I can help you get where you need to be. Call or stop by our Main Street location in Galesburg today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include St. Vincent de Paul, the First Lutheran Food Pantry, and Feed My Lambs in Abingdon. To nominate your favorite, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds. Silver Street Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you by Attorney Robert Lindstrom in the Bondi Building in downtown Galesburg, office specialist providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Street Basketball on WGIL.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Mix it in there.
1:33 to play here in the first quarter as St. Thomas Moore turns it over. Yvonne Mixon in for the Streaks. Andrea Sampson, Kayla Townsville, Ellen Junk, Sage Miller. This is Kayla, top of the key. Give it to Sage, right baseline. She'll fire the three. Good!
Well, whatever sleep the Streaks still had in their eyes is definitely gone now.
And Tom Gary called another one.
Another full one.
Wow. He is really upset with his players. So he, and probably understandably because he knows who the shooters are. They know who the shooters are and where they're supposed to close out. And the defender was in the general vicinity, but she didn't close out on Sage.
Right.
So, but yeah, you're right. Whatever needed to wake the Streaks up, did it. They're now up 18-6 with 1:17 to play here in the first quarter. So they have outscored, after getting outscored 6-0 to start the game, they've outscored St. Thomas Moore 18-6.
So looking at Coach Garriott's huddle right here, Tom, were you the player that stood in front of him while he's yelling, or were you behind him?
I would have been behind him.
Yeah, me too.
Trying to hide. Especially if I was the one that was supposed to jump out there and get a hand in Sage's face. So the Streaks will come out with full court pressure. Let's see, Elena Bowie into the game for St. Thomas Moore. She'll inbound. Streaks pick up with full court pressure. 1:17 to play first quarter. Ooh, a near steal by Sage Miller. The ball was kind of out there. I don't think she saw it quick enough as Leibach gets it across between the center circles, or between the circles. She'll dribble right now. Top of the key goes to Hopper. Out high left side, it's Bowen. Down the left block, Hughes leans in. Missed the shot, too strong. Rebound, Sage Miller. Nice defense by Yvonne Mixon. Quickly down to Kayla. She'll fire the three, left wing. Good! And coach is not up. If I think he was considering calling another timeout, but he's just sending somebody else in. Yeah, just he's decided he's going to send Bolton back in. This is Hughes from the free throw line. Drives down, lost a handle on it. Bounces to the left baseline. Picked up by Hopper. Kicks out to Leibach out high left side. She'll reset for St. Thomas Moore. 21-6 Streaks. 30 seconds to play first quarter. Top of the key, it's Hopper. To Bowen out high on the left side. Now to Hughes down on the left block. Turns up off the glass with a left-handed baby hook too short, and the rebound comes down to Ellen Jung. Again, good defense. I mean, Hughes has some decent post moves, but the Streaks have been playing good, solid defense.
Yeah, and I almost wonder if she should get herself a little closer to the basket.
Oh, nice catch by Ellen Junk on the feed from Kayla Townsville in traffic. Ellen catches, turns up off the glass and in. 23-6 Streaks as Kayla comes up with a steal to end the first quarter, and we have played one quarter of basketball. That is Galesburg 23, St. Thomas Moore 6. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
We all know that life can get a little hectic. That's why the mattress you sleep on determines whether or not you hit the ground running each morning. With a Beautyrest Silver mattress, you'll wake up refreshed and ready to go. Beautyrest Silver pairs sophisticated design with intuitive features like dual cool technology fiber designed to keep the mattress cool and fresh, and back care support. Embrace the day ahead. Get the sleep you deserve. Get Beautyrest Silver.
Are you wearing the new blue WGIL button? Pick one up today at one of our participating sponsors listed online at WGIL.com.
We have played one quarter of basketball. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the St. Thomas More Sabres by a score of 23-6 here this afternoon. Streaks outscored them 23-6 after being down 6-0. So the Streaks with the lead here, and they will have the ball to start the second quarter. It'll be Megan Lingenfelter, Emily Meinert, Sage Milroy, Ellen Junk, and Andrea Sampson come out on the floor for the Streaks. This is Ellen Junk to Megan Lingenfelter out on the left wing. Top of the key, Andrea Sampson dribbles right, stops, kicks to Ellen, top of the key, left wing, Megan. Now back to Sage, three-pointer from straight on, bounces too strong, rebound is run down by Blomberg for St. Thomas More.
I think we should make it a practice of you proclaiming the teams are better than what their record shows.
Because yeah, I
swear this is the second or third time you've said that, and then we go on a run.
Which is fine, right?
Right.
Three-pointer missed by Blomberg. Rebound, Sage Milroy. Sage on the run down the right side of the court. Goes all the way to the baseline. Gets cut off by McCoy. Kicks out to Ellen Junk out high right side. Ellen puts on the floor, brings it back out. Gives to Megan, left wing. Megan Lingenfelter dribbles right. Now to Sage out between the circles. She'll reset for the Streaks. Ellen, left wing, Megan. On the floor, dribbles right, and pass bounced a little bit too close to Andrea, and she said, my bad, but went right through the legs of Andrea Sampson. Just a little bit too close on the bounce right there. As Kylie Townsend, both check back in. Megan Lingenfelter and Ellen Junk will get a break. 6:59 to play here in the first half. Streaks with a 23-6 lead. Full court pressure. This is Liebach on the dribble against Kayla Townsend. Gets it across midcourt in the center circle. Dribbles right. Gives to Hughes midpost. Spins in the paint. Kicks out to Blomberg left wing. Fires a three. Bounces short. Rebound. Kylie Townsend brings it out of traffic.
It's still been quite some time since this Sabre team has scored. The Streaks went on a 23-0 run to end the quarter, and still the Sabres looking for their first bucket since they led 6-0.
Nice dish from Kayla to Emily Meinert, flashing in the post, and goes up with the right hand up off the glass and in. Emily with four, make it 25-6 and a 25-0 run. Hughes runs it across, two-on-one break. Hughes, bounce for McCoy, and McCoy couldn't handle the bounce pass. Kayla Townsend comes up with it. Down it goes to Andrea Sampson, right wing. Andrea picks up, looking for help now. Bounces for Kylie between the circles to Kayla left wing. Now it's Sage out high right side. Fires a three. Bounces off, no good. And Emily Miner's going to get called for going over the back. Went up with one hand, had it on the ball, but had her left hand, I believe, on the back of McCoy, Maddie McCoy. So that'll be the first foul on Emily Miner, fourth team foul on the Streaks. 5:58 to play here in the first half with the Streaks leading 25-6. Into the lineup for St. Thomas More, Jocelyn Dupree. And it comes to Liebach, working against Kayla Townsville. Crosses over, gets it across midcourt to Bolton. Bolton on the dribble between the circles. Goes right all the way baseline between three white jerseys, and a push is going to get called on who? Is it Andrea? Yep, Andrea yep. Sampson got called for the foul. I thought she was a little out of control going up for the shot, but they're going to say she got pushed. That'll be the first on Andrea. Five team fouls on the Streaks. Going to the free throw line, Andy Bolton for two shots. She's not scored yet and now has her first point as she hits the first free throw.
She breaks the Streaks 25-0 run there.
Lauren Campbell, 5'7", junior in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. She replaces Sage Milroy.
Let's hope that this Sabre team doesn't have another run in them as she hits both free throws.
25-7, 5:43 to play here in the second quarter.
25-8, they were a
little
slow.
I'm sorry, 25-8. Right baseline, Andrea Sampson for three. A little contact. In fact, the shot got partially blocked also by Bowen. And St. Thomas More comes away with it. Bowen fires a three left wing. Bounced off, no good. Rebound, Andrea Sampson for the Streaks. And she got hit across the head and lost the handle on it. And it goes out on the Streaks. So it's going to go back to St. Thomas More. It will be Hughes to inbound from the left baseline. Back in, it's Blomberg, and she replaced Bolton. Inbound is going to go out of bounds.
Wow.
It went right through the hands of Leibach that time.
Yeah, and she's a little slow giving chase to it, too,
yeah,
after she lost it. Eight turnovers now for the Sabres.
Eight turnovers, 8 points. Not a good combination.
That's not the ratio you're looking for.
Not really. Kayla Townsend, nice dump down to Emily Miner. She lost the dribble, able to pick it up, got back to Lauren Campbell. Now to Kayla out high right side for three. That's short. And the rebound, nice hustle by Lauren Campbell, not able to run it down, though. And it'll go back to St. Thomas Moore with 5:03 to play in the half.
Well, geez, how hot the streaks were at the end of that first quarter. It seems to have fizzled out because they have yet to hit in this quarter. Or they've hit 1-2 in this quarter.
Yep, that's it so far with 3 minutes in. Leibach, right wing to Blomberg. She'll work against Lauren Campbell. Dribbles left, now back to the right. Stops, picks up, gives high post to Dupree. Dupree dribbles around and is stolen away by Kayla Townsend. Helping out Kylie, stepped in, stole the ball away. Kayla brings it across herself, dribbles to the left, out high. Picks up, gives to Kylie, top of the key, shield over right. Right baseline, Andrea Sampson fakes the three, brings out to the wing, and gives to Kayla between the circles. Kayla dribbles right. Gets a pick from Emily Miner, goes baseline, kicks out to Kylie, top of the key, left baseline. Andrea Sampson for three, too strong, right on the mark, and nearly had her own rebound, but Leibach came away with it, and she got called for the travel. She kind of lost her balance there and went down, and as she went down, she drug her pivot foot with her.
Well, and she went down to the knee, so that's going to be a travel regardless.
As Sage Milroy and Ellen Junk check back in, Megan Lingenfelter on her way back in as well. They'll all come in, and Kayla and Kylie will stay on the floor.
I'd see if we could get her to swing around to Megan for another three with how hot she was in that first quarter.
Inbound comes to Kylie. Nice bounce pass to the right baseline. Got knocked away, though. Tried to get it to Ellen, but McCoy got in there and knocked it away. Now coming out with it is Bolton. Bolton right wing on the dribble. Gives to McCoy out high right side. McCoy looks over the defense, and Bolton comes back and takes it back from her with under 4 minutes to play in the half. Bolton right of the center circle now. Dribbles left, picks up out high left side, top of the key to Hughes. Out high right side to Bowen. Bowen, top of the key, Blomberg fires a three. Good, that's her second of the ball game. She's got six, make it 25-11.
5-0 run now for the Sabres after the streaks took that 25-6 lead early in this quarter.
Nice backdoor pass from Kayla Townsend to Ellen Junk running down the left side of the lane. Ellen lays it up and in. She's got four, make it 27-11 streaks.
And actually, Kayla's already got five assists in this one.
Bowen, top of the key, dribbles right. 3:18 to play in the half. Hughes, top of the key, dribbles down the left side of the lane. Throws a shot up way high off the glass, no good. McCoy there for the rebound, high off the glass for the putback, it's good. Maddie McCoy's first basket, 27-13 streaks. Right wing, Megan Lingenfelter thought about pulling the trigger on the three, didn't do it. Gave it back out to Sage, and she'll give to Kayla out high left side. Ellen, top of the key, right wing, Sage. To Kayla down on the right, block up off the glass and in. They lost her again, and again Tom Garriott calls timeout as Kayla gets it up and in. She's got 11, and the streaks lead 29-13 with 2:53 to play here in the first half, and the 30-second timeout called by Tom Garriott.
And that's Sage's fifth assist as well, so we've got two players already with five assists, and Kayla and Sage, and then another stat of note, Kayla has three steals already in this one. So Streaks doing a good job with the ball movement right now and a good job on the defense, and that's led to the 16-point lead.
Coming up later on, the Streaks will be back in action. We'll take on the Bloomington Purple Raiders, and it'll be about 6:10 for the pregame, 6:30 scheduled tip. It'll be the last game of the day, so we may not be running completely on time. But we'll have it for you tonight here on WGIL. In between, we'll have Fighting Illini basketball. They're set to take on the Michigan Wolverines as Emily Miner steals the inbound. Andrea Sampson out high left side to Sage between the circles.
It's got to really rub you hard as a coach when you call timeout, you get the inbounds pass, and then you throw it right to the other team.
Left wing, Megan for three. Good!
Yes.
Doesn't matter. Left side, right side. Tom Garrett's just got his hands on his knees now. That's the third three of the game for Megan Lingenfelter. 32-13 streaks. Now Hughes down the left side. Nice defense from Emily Miner. Hughes missed but got her own rebound. Puts it up short that time. Emily with a rebound. Outlet to Sage. She'll bring it across and set for the streaks. 2:15 to play first half. Streaks with a 32-13 lead. Ellen, top of the key. Left wing, Megan. Got it to Ellen. Got tip. Ellen got it. Left side up off the glass and in. A little give and go there. Ellen Junk with six. And the assist to Megan Lingenfelter. Make it 34-13 streaks. 2 minutes to play. Right wing. This is Murray back into the ball game. Top of the key it goes to Bolton.
This is the biggest lead of the game for the streaks at 21.
Top of the key, Hughes over the top. Nice pass to McCoy. The high-low game there, and the two bigs working together. McCoy puts it up and in.
Yeah, the Streaks really don't have anybody size-wise that can match up with McCoy, so if she knows how to use her body, she should have some success underneath against the Streaks.
She's got four. Now, nice look underneath from Megan to Emily. Can't hit the shot. She gets fouled. It's going to go, was it Hughes or was it Blomberg that reached in there? Goes against Emma Blomberg. That's her first foul. Emily Meinert goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 4 points in the game, missed her only free throw earlier.
But she is a 72% free throw shooter, and she misses on that one as well.
Not happy with herself. Getting a little quick on it. Yvonne Mixon back in. She replaces Ellen Junk. Also back in for St. Thomas More, Abby Leibach, and Brianna Hopper. 1:32 to play. Second shot too strong. Rebound Megan Lingenfelter. I thought she had it, but McCoy able to grab it away as it bounced out. 34-15 streaks, 1:25 to play. Leibach, top of the key. Now between the circles to Hopper, out high right side. This is Blomberg. Blomberg really the only shooter on this team. She's hit a couple of threes, or at least that we've seen this afternoon. Now it's Murray with it.
You think McCoy lost her hair band or whatever?
Oh, yeah, because her hair wasn't hanging like that before.
No, and it keeps getting in her face, and she keeps having to whip it out of there.
Now Blomberg, a three air balls at one from the top of the key. As Hopper tried to save it in, yeah, she did. Yeah, and she just kind of indicated to the bench that she's missing it. And because she's got the long braids, and that's kind of heavy hitting you in the face there.
Yeah, because she has to keep clearing it out of her eyes.
Yeah. All right, Kayla Townsend will bring it across for the Streaks. Left wing, Emily Meinert. Yvonne Mixon between the circles to Kayla Townsend on high right side to Megan Lingenfelter. Wide open three left wing. Too strong on that one. Rebound comes down to Blomberg.
That one Megan didn't get to step into. She actually had to step back to the three-point line, so she didn't get that same rhythm she had earlier.
As the Sabres turn it over, pass too high on the fast break, and it goes right back to the Streaks with 30 seconds to play. Looks like they'll probably work for one shot here, leading 34-15. Megan Lingenfelter picks up, bounces for Emily Minor, top of the key. Now Kayla Townsend out high right side. Gives to Yvonne Mixon near the center circle. Left wing, Andrea Sampson with 16 to play. Andrea on the dribble with 15. Emily with 13. Now Kayla in the center circle with 11. Dribbles right with 10. Goes to the wing with 8. Bounces for Emily Minor. Down on the right block. Leans in. Partially blocked from behind by McCoy. And McCoy gets a rebound. 2 seconds to play. One. And running it across. Seemed like forever before the clock ran out. The shot was off anyway, but too late. And the Streaks lead at halftime. It is Galesburg 34, St. Thomas More 15. Come back with our halftime show. Run down the halftime scoreboard. Halftime stats as well. Streaks lead it over the St. Thomas More Sabres. It's Galesburg 34, St. Thomas More 15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You want trendy new looks like glitter prints, but you like the quality of Heat Seal lettering.
Well, that's easy. Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee uses Heat Seal and can do all the cool new stuff, too.
Oh, sweet! You have some really good ideas for screen-printed shirts, but they're intricate, and you don't need 20 of them. You want, like, two.
Hello? Breedlove's. They do great custom-made work whether you want one shirt or 100. You can go to BreedloveSports.com right now and start designing.
For your next screen-printing project.
It's gotta be Breedlove's.
In downtown Kewaunee.
We all know that life can get a little hectic. That's why the mattress you sleep on determines whether or not you hit the ground running each morning. With a Beautyrest Silver mattress, you'll wake up refreshed and ready to go. Beautyrest Silver pairs sophisticated design with intuitive features, like dual cool technology fiber designed to keep the mattress cool and fresh, and back care support. Embrace the day ahead. Get the sleep you deserve. Get Beautyrest Silver.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL is brought to you by attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the St. Thomas More Sabres by a score of 34-15. Well, kind of an interesting start to the ball game. The Streaks had gotten outscored 6-0 to start the game. Then they went on a 25-0 run before St. Thomas More scored again. And now the Streaks with the 34-15 lead. In fact, they got up to, what, a 21-point lead in that second quarter, the biggest lead of the ball game. Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Earlier here on this court, first game of the day, saw the Morton Potters beat the Peoria High Lions 54-53. Peoria High hit a three at the buzzer to make it the one-point game rather than the four-point game. It was actually a really good game, but at some point in the ball game, Jalen Lawson, the Peoria High star, went out with an ankle injury. She finished the game on the bench with ice on her ankle, so that definitely made a difference for this Peoria High team, especially coming down the stretch when they were looking for somebody to score the ball and just weren't finding that late in the ball game, even though they had several opportunities. So Morton wins at 54-53. So right now that leaves, as far as we know, the Streaks, the Potters, the Lions, and the Normal U-High Pioneers all with one loss in this Martin Luther King tournament. So the Streaks, all they just have to hold serve, win this one, win tonight, and then you see where the chips fall as far as the tiebreaker. The assumption is it goes head-to-head, and then I think in the past we've done free points. Throw percentage. I'm not sure if it's total points or free throw percentage.
Well, let's hope it's not free throw percentage with how well Morton shoots them.
Yeah, which and the Streaks have not shot great. They haven't shot a ton in this tournament, but they haven't shot great, at least just 1-for-3 this afternoon. But so anyway, I'm not sure what the tiebreaker is, but so the Streaks at least have a shot at still winning the tournament. All right, here's what the rest of the day looks like following this game. Over at the, actually going on right now over at the Fieldhouse, Lincoln Way Central taking on Bloomington. Scheduled following this game is Peoria High and Rockford Auburn. We're not sure if Auburn's going to be here for the game or not. They had another game at 10 o'clock this morning and a shootout up at Rock Valley College, and their coach was telling us, I'm not sure how this happened, but we got scheduled for three games today. So we'll see if they're here for this one or they're supposed to play at 5 o'clock at the Fieldhouse against U-High. We'll see. Let's see. Then at 3:30 this afternoon, Lincoln Way Central takes on St. Thomas More here at John Thiel Gym, followed by Peoria Notre Dame and Morton. It could be a good game. I would bet on Morton in that, obviously. Then U-High and Auburn are scheduled to play at the Fieldhouse also at 5 o'clock. And then the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Bloomington Purple Raiders tonight at 6:30. And then, of course, coming up next Thursday back in Western Big Six Conference play, we'll head up to Wharton Fieldhouse to take on the Moline Maroons. Take a timeout, come back, and run down our halftime stats. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Streaks lead 34-15 at halftime. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan just received Nissan's coveted Award of Excellence. This award recognizes Nissan dealers with outstanding sales volume combined with exceptional customer satisfaction. We're the only Nissan dealer within 150 miles of Galesburg to receive this distinction. Large volume and large selection backed by award-winning hometown service. Galesburg Nissan, Central Illinois and Iowa's only Nissan Award of Excellence dealer. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewer so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
Tune in this weekend for Sunday Morning Praise, a weekly program designed to lift your spirits with words of encouragement, devotion, and music. This week's host is Pastor Jordan Knight, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity.
Coming up, I'll talk about changing in an ever-changing world, and I'll give my two cents when it comes to facing adversity, and we'll explore making good habits in the new year. Plus, I've got 2 hours of great worship music.
Sunday Morning Praise, tomorrow morning from 7 to 9 on 105.3 KFM.
The official WGIL forecast, partly sunny with a high around 58 today. Cloudy with some patchy fog tonight, a low 38. Cloudy, some patchy fog tomorrow morning and a slight chance for some rain, a high 48. Tomorrow night, cloudy, a low 35. And Monday, cloudy, a high near 43. Right now in downtown Galesburg, it's 52 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
The Galesburg Silver Streaks and Bloomington Purple Raiders wrap up the girls' portion of the Martin Luther King Tournament tonight. I'm Sal Meredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame around 6:06 on WGIL.
Halftime, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the St. Thomas More Sabres 34-15. They outscored them 23-6 in the first quarter and 11-9 in that second quarter. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Scoring-wise, Streaks led by Kayla Towns was 11. She had a 3 and 4 twos. 9 points for Megan Lingefelter on 3 three-pointers. 3 for Sage Milroy on a 3. 6 points for Ellen Junk on 3 baskets. 4 points for Emily Minert on 2 baskets. Let's see. We got 3 points for Sage on the basket. Mentioned that. And Kayla Townsend with 1 point on 1 for 2 from the line. Or Kylie with 1 point on 1 for 2 from the line. The Streaks just 1 for 3 from the line. 5 three-pointers in the first half. The Sabres led by Emma Blomberg's 6 points, a couple of three-pointers, 4 points for Maddie McCoy off the bench, 3 points for Nakia Hughes, 2 points for Andy Bolton on a couple of free throws, and they were 3 for 4 from the line, just a couple of three-pointers in the first half.
St. Thomas More, 12 turnovers there in the first half. Streaks did a great job pressuring the ball. Streaks only turned the ball over 4 times. Much-needed improvement we've been seeing with the Streaks taking care of the basketball in the last week or so. Streaks getting out rebound 15-14, 3-1 on offensive boards. St. Thomas More 5 of 19 from the field, including 2 of 6 from distance. Streaks are 14 of 27, 5 of 17 from downtown, which means they're 9 of 10 from inside the arc.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
All right, halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Streaks lead at 34-15 at halftime here as we get ready to start the second half of basketball. And this is one you would assume you probably, if the Streaks can hold on and increase this lead especially, you're not going to see a lot of the starters, especially with another game coming up later on this evening.
Yeah, I would guess if the score holds at 15 to 20 points. If it's closer to probably 20 and more, he won't bring the starters out in the fourth. 15, he probably would at least let them start the quarter.
St. Thomas More with the ball to start the third quarter. Streaks bring out Sage Milroy, Kylie Townsend, Kayla Townsend, Ellen Junk, Andrea Sampson. This is Bolton with a basketball for St. Thomas More. And out of Leibach, drives to the free throw line, kicks out high to Blomberg, fires a 3. Good. Her third of the game.
Yeah, she's a good little shooter. 3 of 6 now from the field.
Blomberg, a junior for St. Thomas More. 34-18 Streaks. Ellen Junk out high right side. Left wing, Sage Milroy got the 3. Too strong on that. Had to hurry it a little bit as Bolton was closing out on her, but the rebound went off Hughes, and the Streaks will get it back on the right baseline.
Well, Hughes should be extremely frustrated with himself. I think the problem was it was one of those where she thought it was going to hit the rim, and then when it came straight down at her, she wasn't necessarily anticipating it.
Yeah, it looked like it just like bounced hard off her hands. Now Kayla for 3, right wing, no good. Rebound tipped up, and it's going to go back to St. Thomas More as Kylie got a hand on it last.
Well, you know, at this point, you kind of want to say to the Streaks, you are now 5 of 19 from outside, 9 of 10 from inside the arc. Why don't we try to hit a couple inside the arc to get that flowing again?
This is Leibach. Goes to the left elbow, gets to Bolton, drives down the right side lane, got between the defenders, missed the scoop shot, rebound Kylie Townsend. Outlet to Kayla. Kayla brings it across in the center circle. Gets to Kylie. Kylie, top of the key, stops free throw line, kicks back to Kayla out high left side to Sage on the left wing. Fires a 3. Good! That's her second of the ball game.
Sage says she doesn't care. She's going to keep shooting from out there.
37-18 streaks, and quickly Tom Garriott gets Bowen off the bench to check back in.
I thought you were going to say he's going to call another timeout. He's only got one left in the game.
Liebach to Blomberg. Left baseline, it goes to Murray. I keep wanting to say Hayes. Her name is Hayes Murray. First name Hayes. Top of the key from straight on. Liebach misses the three. Rebound, Kylie Townsville skies for it. Nice block out and gives way to Kayla. Left wing, Sage. Back to Kayla out high on the left side. Right wing to Andrea. Puts it on the floor, gives to Kylie, top of the key. Left wing, Kayla. Thought about the three. Now got it down the left block to Ellen. Shot blocked by Hughes. Hughes with a rebound.
Yeah, not a huge chance for Ellen to get that shot up because Hughes just so much taller than her and longer.
Yeah, much of that really long arms along with being tall. Out high right side, it's Bolton, top of the key, Blomberg. Left baseline, it goes to Murray. Drives in, gets a shot up and in.
Murray's first basket. And the thing I really like about what Hayes did, or what Hughes did on that last one time was she was straight up and down. She didn't jump, and she just caught the block.
Andrea Sampson for three on the feed from Kayla Townsville. Good. That is the first basket for Andrea this afternoon. Both streaks baskets in the second half. Three-pointers. They now have a 20-point lead, 40-20, 5:35 to play third quarter. Blomberg to Hughes, posted up left side. Nice move with the left hand up off the glass and in. She's a left-hander, so that's the side she likes to play from.
Yeah, very nice-looking move. The unfortunate thing for her is that's only in her second basket in nine attempts. She's not been very efficient on the afternoon.
Give and go from Kayla to Kylie, back to Kayla back to Kylie. Missed a shot, got her own rebound. To Sage out high right side, three no good. Rebound knocked away by Ellen Junk, and she runs it down. Now gets it right back from Kayla and had to save it in bounds. Pass was high, and she had to kind of tip it up and save it in, and it goes to Bolton for St. Thomas More. To Hughes, little baby hook from the right side, no good. Rebound Andrea Sampson. Gives to Sage Milroy. Under 5 minutes to play third quarter, 40-22 streaks.
Andrea, five rebounds in the game. I think that might be a season high for her.
Kayla, nice look underneath to Ellen left side, right side, puts it up. No, but she gets hammered by Blomberg. That'll be her second foul. Ellen Junk will go to the free throw line with two shots to try to add to her 6 points here this afternoon.
The five rebounds matches Andrea's season high of five, which she originally posted in the first matchup with UT.
So Ellen Junk with a chance to get it back to a 20-point lead as she goes to the free throw line. Been very good from there this season.
Incredibly good. 78% free throw shooter.
And it's the first. Give her seven as McCoy checks back in, replaces Hughes for St. Thomas More. Also, Megan Lingenfelter back in for the streak.
She's now 40-51 on the season. She's been so good.
All right, Bowen also back in. She replaced Bolton. Second shot for Ellen is up and good. She's got eight and back to a 20-point lead, 42-22. Emily Minert checks in and gives Ellen Junk a break with 4:41 to play.
The eighth grade team I coach lost the other day by 4 points. They were 4 of 22 from the free throw line.
4 of 22? Ouch.
Yes.
Wow, and you only lost by four. That's sad.
Yep, unfortunately it was to DMAC as well.
Even worse.
Yeah.
Shot up and no good by Blomberg. Rebound, McCoy fighting for it with Megan Lingenfelter. Kayla Towns will tie up, and the possession arrow points toward the streaks.
Actually, I take that back. I think it was against Washington Middle. Rival.
Sage Miller to bring it across and set for the streaks. Left wing, Kayla Townsville fakes a three, drives baseline in, up off the glass and in. Great move by Kayla. She's done that numerous times this afternoon. She's got 13, make it 44-22.
Yeah, double them up now. She's 5 of 5 from inside the arc, and most of them come in on plays like that.
Bowen penetrates, up with the left hand, too hard off the glass, and the rebound should go to the streaks. Yeah, it went off of Bowen last. Thought maybe we'd get an over-the-back foul on McCoy as Andrea Sampson and Yvonne Mixon check back in, and Kayla Townsville, Kylie Townsville go to the bench.
Not often that you see Coach Massey take both of the Townsvilles at the same time.
You got to be pretty confident in what you're doing.
Right.
Right wing, Emily with it to Yvonne between the circles, out high left side, Sage. Right wing, Andrea, wide open three, too strong, right on the money. Rebound comes down to Bowen for St. Thomas More on the run. This is Murray down the right side, up off the glass and in. Hayes Murray with her second basket of the quarter, all four of her points here in the third quarter, 44-24 streaks, under 3.5 to play third quarter. Andrea with it, right wing, top of the key, Yvonne Mixon, left wing, Sage with it. to Megan Lingenfelter on high right side. Another three. Good! Her fourth of the ball game. She's got 12, 47-24 streaks.
Yeah, she's 4 of 5 from downtown as well. 7 assists for Sage with that assist on that basket.
Bowen goes to the free throw line, kicks out to Blomberg. Down it goes to McCoy, back out to Blomberg for 3 left wing. Short, rebound comes out to McCoy.
For some reason, McCoy didn't even try to shoot that, and she had room to take the shot.
Murray kicks out to Leibach. Now it's Blomberg out high left side for St. Thomas More. Dribbles right, bounces right wing for Leibach, goes to the right elbow. Now to Bowen, who dribbles right. Now to Blomberg, fires a 3 right wing, no good. Rebound, Yvonne Mixon for the Streaks. 2.5 minutes to play, third quarter, 47-24, Galesburg. Andrea Sampson, right wing. Sage Milroy has it out between the circles now. She'll reset the offense to Emily Minor, right wing. Yvonne Mixon between the circles. Sage Milroy out high left side. Andrea Sampson out high right side. Back to Sage, top of the key. She'll pull it out and reset. Yvonne Mixon to Emily Minor. Now Sage on the right wing. Top of the key, Andrea Sampson for 3. Too strong. Rebound tipped by Yvonne Mixon, but Leibach able to get in there, clear it.
Andrea Sampson struggling a little bit from the field. 1 of 7 now from downtown, and a steal on that play by Minor.
Yeah, completely unforced error on that one where the ball went right to Emily Minor. Yvonne Mixon to Emily Minor. Sage Milroy on high right side. Over the top pass, Emily Minor too high. Emily's got to run it down, able to get it on the baseline. Drives in and gets fouled. Nice aggressive move again by Emily Minor going in there for the runner, and McCoy bumped her on the way. She's going to go to the free throw line with 2 shots.
And like we've talked about, we've kind of seen that more and more from her as we go along in the season. She's become a lot more aggressive when she does get the ball in her hands. As I said earlier, a 72% free throw shooter coming in, and she misses that one, so she's now 0-4 in this game.
4 points, a couple of baskets, and as you mentioned, 0-4 from the free throw line. Kayla Towns will back in, replacing Sage Milroy. Back in for St. Thomas More as Hopper, as Deja Range, the sophomore, waits to replace Emily Minert. 1:38 to play, third quarter. Streets lead 47-24. Second shot up, in and out, no good. Rebound down to Bowen for St. Thomas More. Gives to Leibach. She'll bring it across on the dribble. Left wing, it goes to Hopper. Now Bowen with it out between the circles. Dribbles right, cut off by Yvonne Mixon. Off it goes to Bowie. Bowie's got it on the right wing. Bowie penetrates, gets inside the free throw line, kicks it out to Hopper. Top of the key, it's Leibach. Back to Hopper. She'll bring it back to the top of the key. Dribbles right, goes to Bowen with 1:08 to play. Nice shovel pass there from McCoy to Hopper. Now kick it out left baseline for 3. That's Leibach, puts it up and in.
Cuts the streak lead back down to 20.
56 seconds of play. Megan Lingenfelter on the left side. Swing it to Andrea Sampson, right wing. Now Kayla Townsend between the circles. Streaks look like they'll work for 1. Left wing, Emily Minert. Out to Yvonne Mixon. Now Kayla Townsend out high right side with 42. Now Megan Lingenfelter left wing for 3.
Oh,
that one bounces off.
It.
Yeah, it looked like it was right on the money. Just off. And now a steal by Kayla Townsend. With 30 seconds to play, Kayla brings it across in the center circle. Yvonne Mixon, top of the key, left wing. Megan Lingenfelter gets a pick from Yvonne. Now picks up, gets to Emily, top of the key, right wing. Kayla, she'll bring it back out with 20 seconds to play. Now Yvonne, left wing. Andrea on the floor to Emily. Now Kayla in the center circle with 12. Directing some traffic with 10, dribbles right with 9. Yvonne, top of the key, with 7. Now, try to get inside Emily Minert, and the reach is going to be called on Maddie McCoy. That'll just be the third team foul here in the second half. Second foul on McCoy. Streets will have it on the right baseline with 5 seconds to play as Deja Range and Lauren Campbell check in for Emily Minert and Andrea Sampson. So Lauren Campbell inbound for the right baseline. Streets have it with 5.2 to play in the quarter, leading by 20, 47-27. And it comes to Megan Lingenfelter, left wing for 3, bounces off, no good, in and out. Yvonne Mixon skies for the rebound, gets knocked away at the buzzer. But we played 3 quarters of basketball. Streaks in control after 3, Galesburg 47, St. Thomas More 27. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Welcome, everyone. Let's go ahead with roll call. Kevin Yates.
Here.
Margaret Hansen.
Present.
Tara. Dactyl?
Here.
You can't always choose your name, but you can choose your favorites with McDonald's McPick 2 menu.
Let me get a McPick 2.
Mix and match two of your favorites with McPick 2 for $3. Choose from six-piece chicken McNuggets, double cheeseburger, sausage McGriddles, or medium fry. Any two for just $3. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer. See store for details.
Grab your golf clubs. You're moving. Well, after you purchase the ranch-style home that's for sale on Pottawatomie Road at Swangataha Country Club. There's plenty of space for your golf cart in the 2.5-car garage. Go to Galesburg.info. Keyword FISBO for the details.
Silver Street Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you by Attorney Robert Lindstrom in the Bondi Building in downtown Galesburg. Office specialist providing solutions for your business. And by Tom Irons Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Street Basketball on WGIL.
WGIL congratulates Paula Cutt of Galesburg, who won $50 when she was spotted wearing the WGIL button. To find out where to pick up your button, go to WGIL.com.
8 minutes to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 47-27. St. Thomas More with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Reach foul goes against Yvonne Mixon. That'll be her first. Inbound gets tipped and finally run down by St. Thomas More. This is Bolton with it on the right wing. Now between the circles, it goes to Hopper, left wing to Bowie. Now a steal by Deja Range. His way to Kayla Townsville. Lauren Campbell also in there for the Streaks. Megan Lingefelter. Yvonne Mixon, top of the key, dribbles right. Kicks to Megan in the right, on the right baseline for three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound tipped by Deja Range. And Lauren Campbell tried to run it down, couldn't quite get there. It'll go back to St. Thomas More. You know, Joe Thompson, one of the officials in this game, and I was talking to him in the hospitality room a little bit ahead. He said, you think this one will go as smooth as Thursday night? You realize, he said he was actually home by 8 o'clock. We were out of, I think we were out here out of the gym, done with our post game by 8 o'clock Thursday night.
It was right around 8 o'clock, yeah. No, because I went out to eat afterwards, and I know that it was about 8:15 I was looking for somewhere to eat, and that was counting us walking to the car and everything.
Yeah, and that was one of the quickest games ever. St. Thomas More turns it over. Bad pass. Streaks will bring it back the other way. Only, I think there was only a total of maybe three fouls called in the second half. And it was a smooth enough game that, you know, pretty much the way the game went. Lauren Campbell out high left side, had the three, didn't take it. Now Kayla with it between the circles, right baseline. Megan Lingefelter tried to bounce for Deja Range, but getting a hand in there was Elena Bowie.
Coach Massey getting the bench ready to come in. I would imagine we'll see them in, well, starting now. Riley Chalker's coming in.
Chloe McCarthy.
Yeah, so they're going to come in and
they'll replace Kayla and Megan. Megan Lingefelter will leave with 12 in the ball game on 4 3-pointers.
Coach Massey obviously already had Mixon, Range, and Campbell in, so.
Deja gets a post up left side on the inbound. High off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to McCoy. She had to muscle that shot up as somebody had gotten a hand on it from behind. On the dribble, this is Blomberg with it. Right wing. And, oh, Yvonne's going to get called for a reach. I thought Blomberg had lost control of it, but Yvonne got a reach in there, and that'll be her second foul. 47-27. So I saw, finally saw, they did a little blurb in the Journal Star yesterday. Lonnie Schwindehammer had actually passed away from a heart attack.
It was a heart attack.
Yeah, 53 years old. Lauren Campbell tipped the inbound pass. Streaks come up with a steal.
I didn't even think he was that old.
Yeah, it was. I didn't either, honestly. But as said in the article yesterday, later yesterday, he was 53. Left wing, Lauren Campbell with it. Didn't pull the trigger on the three, pulls back out, gives to Riley Chalkley, who resets for the Streaks. Now Yvonne Mixon, top of the key, out high right side, Deja Range. Right wing, Riley Chalkley. Missed Yvonne there going down the lane. Brings it back out and resets. Riley dribbles right, gets a pick, bounces for Yvonne, mid-post, and a jump ball called where Yvonne caught the ball and turned to try to go up. But Blomberg was right there, got a hand on it, so the jump ball called, the possession arrow pointing toward the Streaks.
Well, you know, you're looking for silver linings if you're Coach Garriott. One of them would be that after that disastrous end of the first quarter where you get outscored 23-0, from that point on, the Streaks have only outscored them 24-21.
Yeah,
and if you
what,
take those two points away at the beginning of the second quarter, which was part of that run of 25, then you're talking about 22-21.
Lauren Campbell with a drive from the left wing, gets in, gets a shot up and in, and draws the foul. Basket's good. The foul goes against, I think, Hughes was called. So Lauren Campbell with her first basket and a chance at the three-point play. Yeah, the Streaks outscored them, 11-9 in the second and just 13-12 in the third.
What a rebounded put back by Yvonne Mixon.
So Yvonne Mixon with the basket on the missed free throw from Lauren Campbell. Puts it up and in on the right side. 51-27 streaks, 5:35 to play here in the ball game.
I don't know how Yvonne got her hands on that ball, but then to come back around to the other side of the basket and lay it in was just marvelous.
Three-pointer up and no good from out high. Deja Range keeps the rebound alive, and Riley Chalkley runs it down for the streaks as Riley got bumped out of bounds, and they're just going to say she's out of bounds. No bump call. She had Jocelyn Dupree on top of her, put bodied up on her, and knocked her off bounds. She stepped out of bounds, and it's going to go back to St. Thomas More with 5:21 to play. Inbounding will be Murray, and it comes to McCoy, top of the key. In the paint to Hughes, and nice job by Deja Range as kind of had a hand on her back as Hughes went up for it. Might have helped her along a little bit, and she couldn't get her hand on it.
Did Riley catch that one on the steal?
Let's see. No, actually, it was a long rebound that had come from...
No, the throw over the top, and they...
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I don't remember. Three-pointer left wing is up and good by...
I think it was Riley. She'll get credit for the steal.
Okay.
Murray.
Or Murray, I'm sorry. Murray hits a three. She's got seven in the game. Riley Chalkley, right baseline. Ten-footer up and good. Nice move by Riley. Got up over the tall timbers. Puts it up and in. And make it 53-30. Streaks 4:35 to play in the ball game.
Scoreboard has Murray with 7 points. Or 10 points. We have her with seven.
Yeah.
I have her with seven
two,
as well.
Yeah. Two two-pointers in the third quarter. And then that three right there. As St. Thomas More turns it over again, Sydney Boyd set to check in for the Streaks. Hughes going to the bench for St. Thomas More, replaced by Dupree. Sydney Boyd will replace Yvonne Mixon. 4:29 to play.
They only have Blomberg for six, so they have Blomberg and Murray switched on some.
Yeah,
on a three.
Must be on a three, yeah. All right, Chloe McCarthy, Anna Gugliotta in for the Streaks. Kelsey Legg, Sydney Boyd, Riley Chalkley, Anna Gugliotta right wing. Puts on the floor, bounces for Chloe McCarthy between the circles. Riley Chalkley left wing. Top of the key, Sydney Boyd fakes a three. Ooh, tried to make the move there, but they're going to say she traveled with it. Got the foot up before she put the ball on the floor.
Four turnovers in the half now for the Streaks, eight for the game.
53-30, the Streaks lead. Well, we were hoping for a continuous clock. I'm not so sure it's going to happen. But
no, it doesn't look promising at this point.
As we're, what, just a little bit after one. Of course, we've got Illinois Fighting Illini basketball coming up. I think they actually tip at about 1:15 up at Chrysler Arena.
Yeah, that's my recollection as well.
So we'll get most of that ball game in and probably have to dump out of the post game because they go so long with that by the time we start our pregame for tonight's game. Maybe not. They should be done by then. Now a near steal by Sydney Boyd. Left wing, it's Hayes. Gets to Dupree, out high right side. This is Leibach with it against Riley Chalkley. Picks up, gives to Bolton, top of the key, with 3:40 to play. Nice job on the defense by the Streaks so far. Kelsey Legg working against Bolton there. Now they swing it over top of the key to Murray. Murray down the right side of the lane, kicks back out to Bolton. Now back to Murray, right baseline outside the three-point arc. Goes to the wing, now brings it back out and gives to Bolton, top of the key. 3:22 to play. Streaks with a 53-30 lead. McCoy between the circles, out high right side. This is Murray. Bounces for Dupree. Had an open lane to the basket and turned the to her right rather than to her left, but she got bailed out on a reach by Kelsey Legg. That's going to be her first foul. Third team foul. They're calling that a shooting foul? She was kind of going toward the basket. I don't think she was in the motion of shooting as of yet, but to go to the free throw line, Jocelyn Dupree with two shots and makes the first.
Nice look on that free throw.
Yeah, another left-hander, another tall left-hander. Don't know what year she is. I'm assuming she's come up from the sophomore team because she was one of two players that weren't on their roster. And looks to be about maybe 6 foot. Missed the second one. Rebound run down by Riley Chalkley. 53-31 streaks, 3:08 to play in the ball game. Riley out high left side, Chloe McCarthy left wing, Sydney Boyd. Sydney puts on the floor, picks up, and got stolen away as Bolton jumped in there and grabbed it. Bounces left wing for Murray, and her pass knocked
Sydney
away by Chloe
ball.
McCarthy,
yep.
And it goes off Dupree last. Chloe got a finger on it, then Dupree reached out and tapped it before it went out of bounds. Tried to pull her hand back, but the official saw it. As Deja Range checks back in, she replaces Chloe McCarthy with 2:55 to play. Streaks with the lead by 22. Riley Chalkley to Deja Range out high left side, out high right side, Kelsey Lake, right wing, Riley Chalkley. That's Hannah Gugliotta, top of the key, dribbles left. Stops on the wing, picks up, bounces for Riley Chalkley on the right wing. She'll fire the three, good! Riley Chalkley for three.
Who'd she get the pass from?
Anna Gugliotta. That's five for Riley, 56-31 streaks. 2:23 to play in the ball game. Dupree, top of the key. Out high, left side, it goes to Bowie. Bowie on the wing, looking for help. And a near steal by Kelsey Lake. McCoy comes up with it. Now Bolton down the right side lane. Nice hustle by Kelsey Lake to get back there and not let her get an easy shot. But Kelsey's going to get got there a little bit late. She's going to be called for her second foul. 2:08 to play, 56-31 streaks. Going to the free throw line will be Andy Bolton for the Sabres from St. Thomas More. First shot is up and good. All three of her points are from the free throw line this afternoon. Back into the Galesburg lineup, Lauren Campbell. As she replaced Riley Chalkley. Second shot, bounces high, no good. Rebound, Dupree puts it up, can't hit. Rebound, Deja Range. Oh, actually, Lauren Campbell came away with it. 2 minutes to play. Streaks with a 56-32 lead. Kelsey Lake down the right side of the lane, lays it up too strong. Deja Range with a rebound, rips it away. Wow. And got it out to Anna Gugliotta for three. Too strong, rebound, Deja Range again. Gets to Sydney Boyd on high right side. She'll fire the three. Bounces too strong. Rebound down to Dupree this time for St. Thomas More. Deja is so strong when she gets her hands on the ball. Out high, Bolton for three. Right side, good for St. Thomas More. So they do have more than one shooter. We just didn't see it early. Blomberg has a shot down on the left side. Who was that?
Anna Gugliotta.
Anna Gugliotta with her first basket of the afternoon. Make it 58-35 streaks, 1:10 to play. Dupree down on the left block, turns into the paint, looks for help, now kicks back out to Murray. Murray between the circles to Bolton with a minute to play. Bolton dribbles right, picks up, top of the key, Dupree. Out high left side goes to Murray. Murray tried to get underneath to McCoy. Nice job by Deja Range, tipped it a couple of times, finally went off of Deja last. It's going to go back to St. Thomas More as Riley Chalkley checks back in for Lauren Campbell. With 51.1 to play. Hopper in. She replaces McCoy for St. Thomas More.
I checked with the scorers table, and it looks like we gave third quarter three to Blomberg. That was actually Murray's.
Oh, okay. Down a little block, it goes to Hopper. Gets between the defenders, up off the glass and in. Brianna Hopper with her first basket, 58-37, 40 seconds to play. So what, in the third quarter that happened?
Yeah, Blomberg's three that we had gave her in the third quarter.
Should have been
for Murray.
Murray, okay. All right, Anna Gugliotta out high right side, 25 seconds to play. Gives to Riley Chalkley, right baseline outside the three-point arc. Goes to the wing, stops, picks up to Deja Range, now to Kelsey Legg, left wing. Down to Deja, down the left block, spins around Dupree, gets it up off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Dupree. Nice move by Deja, couldn't get it to fall. 8 seconds to play. Murray bounces for Hopper. Nice job by Deja. Reached around, knocked it away with 5 seconds to play. So the Galesburg Silver Streaks are picking up win number 20 on the year. Inbound comes to Dupree. Now this is Bolton to Dupree in the paint. Half second left. Missed the shot at the buzzer. Final score, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 58. The St. Thomas More Sabres 37. Streaks now 20-5 on the season. St. Thomas More drops to 9-11. Streaks with a win here this afternoon. Another game coming up later on this evening against the Bloomington Purple Raiders. Galesburg wins it 58-37. We'll take a timeout here, come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our post-game final stats, also name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Final score, Galesburg 58, St. Thomas More 37. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You've You've got ideas. Now you need someone you can trust to implement them. Mad Craftsman with tons of experience and pictures to prove it. Meet Courtright Construction of Oneida. A new kitchen or a new house, these perfectionists will blow you away. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com.
Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL is brought to you by attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com. Proud to bring you Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-224-5353. That's 1-800-224-5353. 1-800-224-5353. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streak's head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Galesburg Silver Streaks win it here this afternoon. Final score, Streaks 58. Champaign St. Thomas Moore 37. As the Streaks outscored them in that fourth quarter, 11-10. Like you said, any solace for Coach Tom Chariot's team that after start of the game, 6-0 run as they shut out the Streaks 6-0 before Galesburg scored. Then Galesburg went on a 25-0 run. But after that, Streaks, after the 23-6 score at the end of the first quarter, they outscored them 11-9, 13-12, and Streaks outscored them 11-10 in that fourth quarter. So it's a fairly even game. Take away what happened at the good chunk of that fourth quarter or
right.
First quarter.
Yeah, and then the 2 points. I mean, I even would count in the 2 points that the Streaks scored right away in the second because they were rolling, and then it was. The tables got turned a little bit, and you know, you're saying if you take away those 2 points, and it was 25-6 from that point on, the Streaks, you know, the teams played almost even.
Streaks come out with a win though this afternoon, 58-37, 20th win of the season against 5 losses for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. So, looking for win number 21 coming up tonight as they will take on the Bloomington Purple Raiders. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey coming up for you in just a few minutes. We'll run down our postgame stats. Also, we'll name our Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game. Streaks win at 58-37. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you by attorney Robert Lindstrom in the Bondi Building in downtown Galesburg. Office specialist providing solutions for your business. And by Tom Irons Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL.
You've no doubt seen the new construction going up at the corner of North Henderson and Carl Sandburg Drive in Galesburg. Yum Chevrolet's new state-of-the-art showroom is going to be spectacular. But right now, as construction continues, it's created a bit of a traffic jam on their lot. With over 250 brand new vehicles and another 250 pre-owned in stock, talk about standing room only. So to get a little more breathing room, Yum has moved most of their new vehicles to the north side of the old Walmart parking lot right across the street from their service department. $7 million worth of brand new cars with plenty of room for you to drive through and browse. The pre-owned vehicles are still on the original lot, and YEM has some special purchases you might be interested in test driving, like a 2016 Chevy Equinox for under $18,000, a 2016 Impala for under $17,000, and a 2016 Chevy Malibu for under $15,000. It's amazing what a little more elbow room can do for you. So come out, see the construction of their new showroom, and feel free to shop both areas for the new or pre-owned car of your dreams at YEM. Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram, North Henderson, Galesburg. Text out a license doc fee extra.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks win at 58-37 over the Sabres of St. Thomas More High School in Champaign. Now 20-5 on the season. Good chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey coming up. Also named our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Time right now to get started on our post-game final stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Start with the scoring for the Streaks, led by Kayla Townsville. Didn't play very much in the second half. Had 11 in the first half. Ended up with 13, 5 twos, and a 3 in the ball game. 12 points for Megan Lingenfelter off the bench. Hit 4 three-pointers for the Streaks. 8 points for Ellen Junk. 3 baskets and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 6 points for Sage Milroy on a couple of three-pointers. 5 points for Riley Chalkley on a 3 and a 2 in the fourth quarter. 4 points for Emily Minert on a couple of baskets. Struggle from the line, though. Emily just 0 for 5 from the free throw line this afternoon. 3 points for Andrea Sampson on a 3. 2 points for Yvonne Mixon on a basket. 2 points for Lauren Campbell on a basket. 2 points for Anna Gugliotta on a basket. For the Streaks, 1 for Kylie Townsend on 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Streaks with 8 three-pointers in the game. Any fault, they were just 3 for 8 from the free throw line this afternoon. The Sabres were led in scoring by Hayes Murray. Hit a couple of twos, a couple of threes for 10 points. 6 points for Andy Bolton on a three-pointer and 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 6 points for Emma Blomberg on a couple of threes. She was over 2 from the line. 5 points for the sophomore Nakia Hughes on a couple of baskets, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 4 points for Maddie McCoy on a couple of baskets in the second quarter. 2 points for Brianna Hopper on a basket. 1 point for Jocelyn Dupree off the bench on 1 for 2 from the free throw line. They hit 5 three-pointers in the game. Ended up 5 for 8.
I had
them
at 6.
Oh, six. You have 6 three-pointers?
6 okay. Threes. I also had us 3 of 10 from the stripe.
3 of 10, okay. Yeah, you're probably right. I don't count very accurately. let's see. So Streaks come out with a win here this afternoon over the Sabres from St. Thomas More High School. Let's see. I'm going to count their threes again. 1, 2,
10, 18.
3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, you're right. They were at 6 on the three-pointers. So 6 three-pointers, 5 for 8 from the free throw line. Neither team went to the line a whole lot here this afternoon. All right. So let's see. What'd you have us from the free throw line?
3 of 10.
I had us 1 for 3 in the first half, 2 for 5 in the second half.
Well, I had Kylie 1 for 2.
Mm-hmm.
I had Ellen Junk 2 for 2, so that's 3 of 4.
Oh, no, you're right. No, you got it. I added from the wrong place. So, yep, 3 for 10 from the line, so that's even worse.
Yeah.
30% from the line is not what you want if you're Coach Massey. I mean, fortunately, you did enough other things to win the ball game, but in a close game, that's not going to do you much good.
No, not at all. And if it's the tiebreaker in this tournament, it's not a good sign either.
Yep. All right.
Team stat-wise, 20 turnovers for St. Thomas More. Streaks forced 8 more turnovers for the Sabres in the second half. Streaks only turned the ball over 9 times, so that's 2 games in a row now that the Streaks have been able to avoid double-digit turnovers, which that's a good sign for the Silver Streaks. It's the 4th time on the season that they've been able to do that. 31 rebounds to the Streaks, 27 for St. Thomas More. Streaks out-rebound him at the offensive side, 8-5. St. Thomas More was 13 of 38 from the field, 6 of 15 from downtown. Streaks, 23 of 51, 9 of 31 from downtown. They were 4 of 20 from inside the arc. So after a sizzling 9 of 10 in the first half, they were 5 of 10 from inside the arc. Stats in addition to the points Tom told you about, 2 rebounds for Deja Range and a steal. Let's see. Yvonne Mixon had 3 rebounds. Anna Gugliotta had a board and an assist. Emily Minert had 2 rebounds, 3 steals, and a block. Lauren Campbell, a board and a steal. Ellen Junk, 3 rebounds and a steal. Sage Milroy, 2 rebounds, 7 assists. Andrea Sampson, 5 rebounds, and that was all she had. Riley Chocolate, 2 rebounds, a steal. Megan Lingenfelter had an assist and a steal to go with her 12 points. Kayla Townsell, 7 assists and 4 steals. And Kylie Townsell, 6 rebounds. So good job by the girls as Coach Massey's headed our way.
Streaks went at 58-37. Take a timeout. Come back and talk with Streaks head coach Evan Massey next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
So what does it sound like to win cash when you're wearing the WGIL button?
$200. Oh, my God.
$100. You bush art. Thank you.
$500? Are you serious?
Oh, my God. Oh, thank you.
$200?
Win cash this winter. Pick up the new blue WGIL button at Accounting Systems Incorporated, downtown Galesburg, at Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and at the all-new Galesburg Toyota on North Seminary Street. For details, visit WGIL.com.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL is brought to you by attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Streaks pick up their 20th win of the season. They're out 20-5. They beat Champaign St. Thomas Moore 58-37. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida. The first, the right choice for your next project. Joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey and coach. They jumped right out, 6-0 lead, and you guys just closed the door, went on a 25-0 run. And actually, take that away, the game's fairly even after that. They played you fairly even, but you guys did everything you needed to do, and especially on that run, so many things went right defensively, offensively. It was a really nice run to go on.
It was, you know, that I thought we came out and we weren't very sharp, or, you know, I don't know what the negative would be of, you know, either sharp or not focused real well, of just little things where, you know, at the beginning, we very first defensive possession, we weren't really matched up well. And then the next possession, a kid that we'd said, take away their left hand, boom, she went right to her left hand. And offensively, our passes were a little sloppy. And then we got going, you know, and I think some of it is once we zone trapped in the press, I think that we became aggressive and it fell into everything.
One of the nice things to see on the offensive end, Megan Lingenfelter shot with great confidence early in the season, but it had been a while since she had, and she stepped up and hit that first three and looked like she shot it with some confidence and showed what she can do from the field tonight or this afternoon.
She did, yeah, and it's I think, you know, for Megan and, you know, several of the kids, there's a challenge. You know, you look, you know, maybe you look at Megan, you look at Andrea, you know, Ellen, that way of where they don't touch the ball with regularity. And so when you do touch the ball, it magnifies all your choices. So sometimes they can think a little too much. And I thought Megan had gone through that a period of time where she just wasn't confident in her shot. And so she wasn't looking for a shot. And then she became a lot easier to guard because people would sense that and move off of her.
The nice thing also on the offensive end, great ball movement. You were getting some great looks down in the post, whether it was Kayla or Emily or Ellen or Kylie, no matter who it was. You guys were doing a great job of getting it down in the low block.
Right, and then at the other end of, I thought after the first 2 or 3 minutes, I thought we did a pretty good job with the post defense, and you know, with you know, really there were, you know, several of them today. With Yvonne came in and defended well, Ellen and Kylie and Emily all did a nice job.
Yeah, because obviously they were outsized by, you know, obviously Hughes and McCoy both, and they did a nice job because Hughes was getting some looks, but I thought you guys defensively did enough to bother her enough that she wasn't able to get shots to fall there and, you know, got the body in front of her, got the hands up without fouling for the most part.
Yeah, I thought, you know, earlier in the year we would have just killed her when she got it in there and she would have shot a million free throws. And so, you know, in particular, Ellen's always been solid defensively that way of not – you know, fouling and get enticed for the block and stuff that Emily has really made huge steps that way, has done a nice job defensively.
So several games still left in the tournament. Right now, am I right that we, along with Morton, Peoria, and UHI, sit with one loss? Is that correct?
I think, depending on what happened in the other gym this morning, mm-hmm. Going into today, Notre Dame and Bloomington. Notre Dame and Bloomington have not lost.
Oh, okay.
And then UHI, Morton, and ourselves each have one loss. So there's two that had no losses going in. Bloomington just in the other gym played Lincoln Way Central, and then UHI had played Peoria Notre Dame. So either UHI now has two losses or PND has one loss with it. So it's a, you know, and it's pretty nice as far as the tournament, you know, considering that there's that much competition. And I thought it wasn't a great crowd, but it was a nice crowd this morning at 10:30 over here for the Morton Central game. And unfortunately, Lawson got hurt in the first half and had to sit out, but it was still a close game. And then tonight, before our game at 5, will be Peoria Notre Dame and Morton, and so good game. So hopefully some people will come out and watch those.
So what is the tiebreaker? If we end up with several teams with one loss, nobody with undefeated, what would the tiebreaker be?
Tiebreaker is if there's two teams, it's how they did head-to-head.
Okay.
And first off, because this year Auburn was playing only 4 games and now some of the others only 4, it's number of losses versus, you know, so if you're 4-1, that doesn't trump 3-1 because they didn't get to play the game. So it's a number of losses to start with. Then if you're tied, what they go to is if it's two teams, you go head-to-head if somebody won it. If it's more than two teams, then you go to points allowed.
All right. Well, Coach, congratulations on the win, number 20 on the season. The other good thing, you guys were up enough. You got to rest your starters quite a bit in that second half because you got another one tonight against a pretty athletic Bloomington team.
Right, yeah, and be a challenge because they're one of those teams that can make you look bad with their defensive aggression.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Thank you.
Thanks.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. Brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks won it by a final of 58-37 here this afternoon over the Sabres from St. Thomas More High School in Champaign. All right, time right now to name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. And, boy, you had a lot of girls contributed in different ways here this afternoon. Kayla Townsville did her usual job of filling up the stat sheet with this 13.7 assists, 4 steals. I mean, you had Kylie with just 1 point, couple of rebounds, but some assists. But Sage Milroy with 6 points, but also had 7 assists, 6 rebounds in there. Andrea Sampson tied her career high with 5 rebounds. You had Riley Chalkley hit a 3 off the bench, but this young lady kind of got that spark back today. Got some confidence in her shot and stepped up and hit 4 3-pointers in the game and at a time that really actually sparked us to that. Helped spark us to that 25-0 run to let the Streaks go away in this one.
Yeah, we're going to go with Megan Lingenfelter in this one. She hits a career-high 4 varsity threes in 7 attempts, or excuse me, in 8 attempts. She also had an assist, a steal, so she finishes with 12 points, 1 assist, 1 steal. And, you know, this was it was a great game for her because, like we've talked about, she's kind of been lacking some of that confidence. She has 1-3 after that first 3 or 4 games where she played so well, shot the ball so well because she's played well in most of the games she's played in. She just hasn't been an offensive contributor. But after that, she kind of went cold for a while, and we saw her really heated up today and, you know, hitting 4 of her first 5, she was just on fire.
All right, so the Streaks win it here this afternoon, 58-37. We'll have to see what we can find out about the other games from earlier because we had all the teams with one loss. Well, we were wrong. That wasn't who was on top. You had coming in today Bloomington undefeated, Notre Dame undefeated in this tournament. So it just depends on what happened with the games earlier as to what could transpire here tonight. If Bloomington won this morning over Linkaway Central, that means the Streaks would, or actually this afternoon, the Streaks would have to beat them to have a shot number one. Notre Dame will, if they
won. They've got Morton, right?
Yeah, they have Morton coming up just before we play at 5 o'clock here this evening. So and Notre Dame actually played U-High this morning, so we don't know. Either U-High's got two losses or Notre Dame's got one loss. So
U-High's head coach is down there. We could probably ask her.
Yeah, that's true. So so a lot could happen. So then it comes down to losses and then head-to-head, and then it's a number of points allowed. So the Streaks would definitely be in the running if that's the case.
Yeah,
if we've got a bunch of teams with one loss.
Right. We'd have to go back and see, too, because that's an interesting points allowed. Man.
So we've allowed.
Glad I'm not in charge of crunching all those numbers.
37 today, 37 against Morton on Monday. Let's see, Saturday we gave up 34 against Auburn. The kicker was that Friday night game against Peoria High, which of course I had to switch to a new scorebook, so I didn't. What did we give up on that night?
Were
they in the 50s or the 40s? I don't remember.
I think it was in the 40s. It a 4-point game in the 40s?
Yeah, something like that. Something like that.
The big thing here, I got it right here. We final score was 46-34, so it was a 12-point game.
Okay, 46. Okay, I would say we're probably in the running for as far as that goes. This depends on the Streaks winning a game tonight and somebody else having lost today.
And part of it, and the frustrating thing in tournaments like this, and not that you want to necessarily demoralize teams just to demoralize them, but if the Streaks keep their starters in, does Rockford Auburn score that many points?
Right.
No, probably not. Does St. Thomas More get limited? Probably.
Right.
So.
Right. All right. Well, we'll come back with some more Silver Streak basketball a little bit later on around 6:10 for the pregame tonight, the Streaks and the Bloomington Purple Raiders. Galesburg wins it here, 58-37. Again, Megan Lingefelter, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Thanks to our studio engineers, Chris McIntyre and Nick Simpson. For Eric Gibson, Tom Erdos saying good afternoon from John Thielen.